Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Stoic Mental Armor. Today, we're tackling something that feels as old as time itself. Fear. Ever felt like it's got you paralyzed? You know that feeling when your heart starts pounding, your palms get sweaty, and your mind is racing a mile a minute just thinking about that big presentation or stepping outside your comfort zone? Fear is a universal experience, but the cool thing is we don't have to be ruled by it. We can actually train our minds to become more courageous, to face our fears head-on and come out stronger on the other side. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Avery, easy for you to say. You're probably fearless. Spoiler alert. I'm human just like you. I get nervous, anxious, and sometimes terrified too. But the difference is, I've learned some powerful stoic techniques that help me manage those feelings and build my courage. So buckle up, because we're diving deep into 5 key takeaways that will equip you with the mental armor to overcome fear and become a fearless force of nature. Firstly, acknowledge your fear. Don't try to sweep it under the rug or pretend it doesn't exist. The Stoics believed in facing our emotions head-on, understanding them, and accepting them as part of the human experience. It's like that saying, "What you resist persists." When we ignore our fears, they just tend to fester and grow stronger. Acknowledge them, say, "Hey, I'm feeling afraid right now," and then ask yourself, "What exactly am I afraid of?" Secondly, reframe your perspective. This is a game changer. Fear often stems from negative thoughts and assumptions. We imagine worst-case scenarios and let our minds run wild with what-ifs. But what if we could shift that thinking? Instead of focusing on the potential for bad outcomes, try to focus on the possibilities for growth and learning. Think of it like this. Every challenge is an opportunity to step outside your comfort zone, learn something new about yourself, and build resilience. Thirdly, take small steps. You don't have to conquer your fear all at once. Start by taking small, manageable steps towards what scares you. This builds confidence and momentum over time. Imagine you want to be more confident public speaking. Instead of jumping straight onto a stage, start by practicing in front of a mirror, then with a few friends, and gradually work your way up to bigger audiences. Each step forward is a victory. Fourthly, practice mindfulness. This one's super powerful. Mindfulness helps us stay present in the moment and detach from our anxious thoughts. When fear creeps in, take a few deep breaths, focus on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste, touch? Ground yourself in the present moment and let those racing thoughts gently pass. And finally, remember that courage isn't the absence of fear. It's acting despite it. Even the bravest people experience fear. What sets them apart is their willingness to face their fears head-on, knowing that sometimes you have to stumble a few times to stand tall. Think about those incredible moments in history, someone standing up for what's right even when it was dangerous, an athlete pushing past their limits to achieve something amazing, or a friend offering support during a tough time. These are all examples of courage shining through. And you know what? You have that same potential within you. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're giving a presentation at work. Your heart is pounding, your palms are sweaty, and Dev is whispering in your ear. But you remember these Stoic principles. You acknowledge the fear, reframe it as an opportunity to grow, take deep breaths, focus on your message, and deliver with confidence. You nail it. The point is, courage isn't a superpower reserved for superheroes. It's a muscle we can all strengthen through practice, awareness, and intention. It's about showing up even when you're scared, taking that leap of faith, and knowing that you are capable of incredible things. So what's your next step? Start by identifying one fear holding you back. What small step can you take today to face it? Maybe it's starting that conversation, trying something new, or simply speaking up for yourself. Remember, even the smallest actions can create ripples of change. Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's inspire each other to become braver, stronger versions of ourselves. Until next time, keep pushing those boundaries and remember, you are fearlessly capable.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.